This is a question from Yashoda Dula Adas. He said that my humble question is, what is, according to your own realization and practice of the divine path of Lord Gauranga's associates, the best meditation and mood to receive the complete and topmost mercy of the Holy Name?
Well, the best mood in meditation is to follow those things that Srila Prabhupada taught us. And Prabhupada taught us how to get the mercy of the Holy Name, and through the mercy of the Holy Name, we get Krishna's mercy. And if we meticulously attend to Srila Prabhupada's instructions, obviously, first we have to know what they are in context, perspective, and then we apply them in our lives, then no doubt, Mahasuchaha, that one will get Krishna's mercy. Prabhupada is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emissary, so how to best get what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, Prabhupada knows. Prabhupada gave it to us, so we simply follow those things in relationship to not just chanting Hare Krishna, how you meant to chant japa or do kirtan, but how you meant to live as a devotee. And then the result will certainly come.
The question was also referring to mood and meditation. So is that helping our japa only following Prabhupada's instructions in connecting to chanting, or also in other areas of our lives?
Yeah, the mood is tunadapi sunichim. That's the mood. Kirtani Yashodahari. That's how one is able to chant constantly, and that becomes a sign of success, that we're going down the right path. And of course, Prabhupada's instructions and kirtan and japa doesn't just relate to the 2 hours when we're doing 16 rounds or when we're having a kirtan. It means our life. So there are yama niyama, the things you're supposed to do, the things you're not supposed to do, and we're meant to be attentive to both. The Prabhupada, like a fire sacrifice. The sacrifice, the exciting part, active part, may be the pouring of ghee on the fire, and that's what gets the result. But preceding that and succeeding that, there are so many different activities, like collecting the ingredients, building a yagyashala, and so on. And depending on how well you do that, that's how you get a result. So in the same way, everything that we do in Krishna consciousness is connected to chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is a yuga dharma, and when we perform our activities with the purpose of getting the full result of the chanting, then that's considered to be also chanting. In other words, eating is chanting, and sleeping is chanting, and all service is chanting. And when we perform activities that are contrary to proper sadachar, Vaishnav conduct, or the principles of devotional service, then we don't get the result, or we hamper the result of getting the full mercy of the Holy Name. And that's why, for instance, we have these 10 offenses to the Holy Name. They're not actually all activities that take place during the chanting of japa. But they're actually universal activities that are related to everything, to all parts, all parts of the day. But because they influence chanting, therefore, to commit those misdeeds becomes an offense to the holy name. Just like bringing wet wood to a fire sacrifice means you get smoke, but you're not going to get your proper result.
Could you explain, Guruji, how physical cleanliness is helping purification?
Cleanliness is next to godliness. So if someone is physically clean, then that will represent a certain meticulous attitude in being aware of his environment, being aware that Krishna is watching him, and is aware that everything is going on, of setting the proper example and the proper consciousness. If someone is not clean in their habits, it means that they're not clean in their consciousness. And it's highly unlikely, therefore, that they're going to be very clean in their chanting. That means that they're going to be equally impure in their efforts at chanting. Why? Because they're not self-controlled. They're not mind-controlled. And that's why Krishna consciousness, brahminical life, means socham, cleanliness. So Vaishnavas are clean. And of course, it's just not the only thing that they do, but it's one of the very important qualities of a Vaishnava. And if we neglect cleanliness, then we'll neglect so many other things. So that's one example of, if we want a result, then you can't be selective. You can't be attentive to your rounds and not be attentive to how you live, your environment, your bodily cleanliness, and so on. So when Prabhupada would give initiation, he would connect the two. He said, yes, now brahminical initiation means bathing three times a day, morning and night. Well, it's a revolutionary thing in today's world. But that's our lifestyle. So it's conducive. It makes for good chanting, and ignoring it makes for compromising our ability to chant. After all, we're conditioned souls. That means if our conditions are not pure in which we chant, then it's highly unlikely that our chanting will be pure. It'll be influenced by the impurity of our behavior and of our consciousness. Hare Krishna.